You may have heard the story of the Lynchburg football team known as the Shoeless Wonders. The team of the Presbyterian Orphans Home played its first games by 1922. They didn't have much coaching. They wore secondhand uniforms, and they competed without shoes, except for a boot that they used during kickoffs. Hence the name, the Shoeless Wonders, because they were undefeated for at least six straight seasons. And folks around here have heard, you know, something about this team, the Shoeless Wonders, but Sarah Elizabeth Timmons joins us now, and she is the producer and creative director of Life Out Loud Films, and she wants to make sure that everybody knows the story of the Shoeless Wonders, and she joins us now. Hi, Sarah Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. Tell us how you first heard this story about the Shoeless Wonders, and then how you heard the story and decided to make this movie.
Yeah, well, I had relocated from Los Angeles to Southwest Virginia to work on our first two films for our company, Life Out Loud Films. Mm-hmm. And I think it was while we were working on Wish You Well that one of the executives over at Humankind, the Presbyterian Home, reached out and wanted to do lunch and share a story from their history that they thought would make a great film. And of course, it's not the first time I've gotten a phone call with someone that has a great story that they think would make a wonderful film. And they told me a little bit about it, and I was intrigued. So we went to lunch. They shared the story, and immediately I fell in love with it and felt like this was a story that absolutely had to be told, and was quite frankly surprised that it had not already been told. And the rest is history.
So you're working on the film now. What goes into getting this story onto the big screen?
You know, first it starts with a script and figuring out, you know, you have this very broad story of a group of orphan boys in the 1920s. They play football barefoot and go undefeated and unscored upon. But then it's a matter of figuring out, okay, what part of that story do we tell? Whose story is it? The group? What part of the timeline? Because obviously you can't tell the full story in an hour and a half movie. So first it was really getting the script, and we're really proud that our script has gotten really great coverage in Hollywood from the large agencies, and we actually found a writer in our backyard. Becky Roger Nelson relocated from Los Angeles to raise her family and moved with her husband to this area. So she wrote the script, and really the next element is raising the money, which is really where we've been knee-deep so that we can actually make the film possible. And then once you have enough money, then you're able to go into the process of attaching both a director and the talent.
At the website, which is shoeless wonders the movie.com, it describes it as inspired by real events, which our show's movie critic will say that's the five most dangerous words, or the four most dangerous words in this case, you know, that you'll ever see in a movie, because you don't know what's true and what's not. Do you stay true to the story, and how do you determine what to add or omit?
Oh, that's a great question, and a tricky one, really, because first I will say that our intention in taking on this story, and I think the reason that Humankind said, okay, we want to work with you as opposed to any other company, was that we're about telling the authentic story and not, for lack of better words, Hollywoodizing it just for the sake of sensationalism. I mean, really, we started with the facts and the history that we could and built the story out from there. Now, do we have every single detail of every single child's life and what happens behind closed doors? You know, in many cases, when people do tell stories that are bound in historical truth, you don't, which is why those are the things that you kind of have to fill in. And hopefully you do that, which it was our goal, was to use as much information as we had to color in those areas that we don't know. But that was really very important to us as we moved forward on the story.
So you mentioned that you're in the fundraising process. Give us more of the timeline here, the status of the film, and when you'll do the casting and that kind of thing.
Sure. We have commitments for 60% of our raise. We're looking to raise about $3 million. So we're in the throes of that right now, and our goal is to shoot the film by the end of 2019. So we're really right now trying to finish up that raise so we can move on, attach the director, attach the talent. And then, you know, as I'm sure you've read, we want to incorporate as many people locally as possible and allow people to actually be a part of the experience along with all the professionals. So we will do local casting. Depending on when we complete the rest of the raise, that will probably happen in early 2019, by the summer at the latest. And then there'll be lots of opportunities for volunteers and as we kind of put together the logistics of the film.
So will local, will community members around here be cast as, say, the team itself, the stars of the show?
I mean, absolutely. The stars, some of the adult roles, you know, it's always important in my job as a producer to set the film up for success. The two main roles, we're aiming to attach award-winning talent to help with the distribution of the film. But then there are dozens of other roles, including some of the boys on the team and the kids at the orphanage and some of the other supporting roles that if we can cast them locally, we would absolutely love to. And there'll be lots of opportunity, especially for kids, to fill out that cast. So I think if you look at any of our past films, you'll see that it's been a balance of Ellen Burstyn, Chris Cooper, Josh Lucas, Jane Seymour, but then you see people that you go to church with or have gone to school with that are also playing opposite them.
Yeah, tell us about some of your other past projects and how this one has been similar or different.
Sure. The first film that we did under my company's banner was Lake Effects, which has since played on the Hallmark Channel with Jane Seymour, and that was shot at Smith Mountain Lake. Wish You Well, I teamed up with New York Times bestselling author David Baldacci, who also has a house on the lake, and we adapted his bestselling novel, Wish You Well, to the screen, and we shot that in Giles County with Ellen Burstyn and Josh Lucas. And then the third one, Coming Through the Rye, is actually one that I joined the team a little bit later, came on as a producer, and we shot that in the Orange County outside of Charlottesville with Chris Cooper. So I think it's safe to say they're all very different, but they all are similar in the fact that they embody Life Out Loud Films' mission, which is to inspire audiences. Our motto is, don't just make a film, make a difference. And they all champion women, whether it's strong roles on camera or women behind the camera. And Wish You Well, I'm sorry, Shoeless Wonders is the same. We're an entirely female-helmed sports film, which has never been done theatrically, so that's very exciting. And obviously, it's an inspiring story. But I think if I were to pinpoint what's different about this one, it's that we're starting to build our audience ahead of time at the same time that we're raising the money. So the Pro Football Hall of Fame has come on and is a very enthusiastic partner for our distribution and marketing in the end. They're going to be an integral part of the project. We are in talks with the NFL, USA Football, Pop Warner, you know, lots of organizations and even national brands that also embody the mission and the story behind Shoeless Wonders, which is success is not determined by your circumstances. So we're actually making those strategic alliances and partnerships now so that we can build the audience because they've already engaged the audience and want to also share the mission of our film.
Now, I do have to ask, I've been looking at your website and some of the news coverage, and there's lots of pictures of the kids in their uniforms, and I note that at least in a couple of them, some of them are actually wearing shoes. Is that just not because it's not actually in a game? Did they ever, were they all barefoot all the time in the games? How exactly did that work?
During the winning streak that we're talking about, which was started in 22, they played barefoot. And in fact, there was a team that came back in the 40s that also went barefoot and played barefoot for about 5 years. Some of the pictures that are circulating are sometimes out of that period. So it's a couple years after, or they're in their work boots, which is what they actually wore around the orphanage when they were working.
And they were commended by a Dr. Scholl, who has since become famous for playing barefoot.
Yes, he applauded them and quoted the team when talking about healthy foot development for Dr. Scholl's, and also Ripley's Believe It or Not, and Strange Things. Also has noted the boys and their unusual or well-noted.
Yeah, they actually got some press coverage. They had a national newsreel. They're in the New York Times, featured with the Army-Navy game. This is really something that has dropped out of the popular consciousness over the decades.
It's really unbelievable to me. I mean, I first saw, one of the first things was the Universal Studios had news coverage. They came out, shot the boys. It's a black and white newsreel that then in the early 30s played in front of movies nationally. And that's footage that we do have. And in fact, it's not readily available online because it's something that we're now going to use to close the movie out. Our movie tells the story of how they formed this brotherhood, and then it ends with their first win.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask, because you say the website, shoelesswondersthemovie.com, says the script is complete, and you guys are in this next phase of the fundraising, as you've mentioned. So I was going to ask how the script handles this story that plays out over the course of several years. So it's really leading up to, and then the first victory.
It is, and that was something that we really had to determine. What part of the story do we want to tell? But as we looked at it, football is just a vehicle to tell the story of the brotherhood that developed and how kids that typically you thought were family, it redefines family and it redefines, supporting each other. And it's a story that needs to be told right now. I think our country needs a story of kids that put all their differences aside and were able to accomplish the unbelievable and work together.
Are you thinking yet? Do you have actors in mind for these lead roles? You mentioned you're going to get some big name actors. I would be a fan of Josh Lucas personally, if you wanted to bring him back for this one.
You and I think every other woman in this area would vote on that. Josh is wonderful, wonderful to work with. We have a list of our ideals, and it ranges from the farmhand's unlikely mentor to these boys because they did not have a coach. And that's a very Forrest Whitaker type. And then you have the mother that came back. She gave up her son and she regretted it. And she came back and got a job as a house mother to watch her son grow up. And that's a very, at our high level would be Emily Blunt, Jessica Chastain, Maggie Gyllenhaal kind.
Wow. Now, when you say you're going to maybe start casting it next summer and shooting it late next year, is that correct?
Yes.
And would it be?
We will definitely shoot it in the fall to capture the beautiful color, and it's football season. You kind of have to tell a football story in the fall.
Right. And so would it all be around here, though, or will you do some of it in a studio as well? How will that work?
No, we will do it 100%. In the Lynchburg area, at the Humankind campus, which still exists. We want to be true to the story. We'll have some downtown Lynchburg, we'll have some hospital stuff, but we'll shoot it entirely in this area, and it'll take about a month to shoot. So we'll be prepping for a month and a half with a lot of the team in town. We'll have the whole crew will be in shooting for about a month, 5 weeks, and then we wrap up and move on to edit. And the goal is to release the film, funny enough, during the 100th anniversary of the NFL. So that's something that we're really excited, and a lot of opportunities have surfaced there with some of our partnerships.
That's exciting. Sarah Elizabeth Timmons, your studio is Life Out Loud Films, and you're an independent production company. Do you enjoy this fundraising part of it, or could it be you get to the point where like a studio would just come to you and say, okay, here's a big pile of money, just make the movie?
Do I enjoy the fundraising? Who enjoys fundraising? Because if we had the money, tomorrow, we'd
right.
be off and running. But, we have had opportunities to someone hand us all the money. But if they're going to not stick with the integrity of the film or want to take entire creative control and take it out of our hands, that's not what we're setting out to do. So in most cases, it's raising the private equity so that we can stick to the integrity of the story, have that control ourselves, and then partner with the studios or the large agencies once the film is complete in order to distribute it. But we definitely don't want to compromise the story just for the sake of money. So that's colored a lot of our decisions.
You want to do it
in this process.
Do it on your own terms. All right. That's so exciting. Sarah Elizabeth Timmons, There's a website for the movie itself, and that is shoeless wonders the movie.com, and that has more of the timeline and the story that Sarah Elizabeth was just telling us about. And then also lifeoutloudfilms.com tells you more about Sarah Elizabeth's company. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we can't wait to talk to you again soon as this all develops, okay?
Yes, thank you. You'll have to come to set.
Definitely, sir. Sure. Thank you.
Okay.